It's here. The Golden Retriever of Comedy Tour. It's in here. September 5th and 6th, stand up live. Four shows. Two Friday, two Saturday. September 25th at the United Theater in Los Angeles. LA, I know it's downtown. I know no one goes downtown, but I promise you, I'm bringing a very good show. It's going to be worth your time to go downtown. September 25th, United Theater. Then the next night, the 26th, I'll be at the Moore Theater in Seattle, which I'm very excited about. And then the 27th, Revolution Hall in Portland. Portland, you sold out, so I love you. Thank you for selling that out. Seattle and LA, pick up some tickets. The shows are going to be very fun. DanSoder.com for all dates announced right now on the Golden Retriever of Comedy Tour. Thanks, and I'll see you out there.
Yeah.
By the way, we just jump in and record. We don't do any intros.
Little League World Series. I like.
Little League World Series is. I'm gonna pitch it to you.
All right.
You get to watch athletics the way they should be, which is purely for love of the game. They don't understand pressure, but they do. You know what I mean? Like they just want to win and no gambling.
No gambling?
I don't think so. We were looking into it. I might be wrong, but Little League World Series, no gambling. I like that.
I don't know. I guess it could be fun. It's just, I feel like every kid who's like up to bat, I'm just like, he's got potential.
He's got potential.
He's also got potential.
We were watching it, but here's the best thing. It celebrates fat kids.
Oh, that's good.
You see fat kids and you go, I guarantee this kid's going to put something on the ball. I guarantee this kid can fucking rock the ball.
Fat kids with confidence end up being the funniest people in the world.
That's what it is. And then they do these interview segments. So when they win and they get to like the main Little League World Series, it becomes like what we're watching was Maryland versus Pennsylvania. And it is weird when you're just sitting around watching kids play baseball. But if you get high, it's kind of fun. you're like, these kids, this fucking means something. Also, they're like, I felt bad because their jerseys were just t-shirts. And you're like, dude, if I got that far in a tournament, I'd be like, can I get a button up?
Can I get like a real jersey?
Can I get real gear?
Do they all get like the same brand? Like, are they all Hanes jerseys or Hanes t-shirts at least?
Yeah, here's what I'm thinking. Long play. Next year. Not this season. Obviously, it's too late. We sponsor a Little League All-Star team.
That would be cool.
Like buy them unis?
Yeah. But if you sponsor them, like what do they say? Like Dan Soder?
Or just say like, we'll go into business together like a collective, you know, like the comedy collective. And then they'll just have like sick gear. Dude, me, you, Shane, we'll put together like a buyer's group.
I'm down.
And then we'll sponsor a Little League.
Yeah, that would be cool. I started a YouTube channel. Could I sponsor them from my YouTube channel as well?
Yeah.
It's called Formula Bean.
Yeah, dude. Formula Bean jerseys?
Yeah.
Fuck that. I'll be a silent partner. I don't need my name on shit. Formula Bean on the back of it for your car channel on YouTube? Is that what it is?
It's for car stuff.
I fucking love it. Hell yeah. By the way, obviously, Ralph Barbosa, watch his new Hulu special.
What's up,
Planet everybody? Bosa. If you don't. We'll both find you and kick the shit out of you.
Yeah, greatest special of all time.
Of all, people have already said it.
At least in the top 50 released this week.
Or all time. One of the top 50 specials out today.
Today, that got released today.
Dude, it's so funny because I know you're doing a press tour and it was very cool that you came by to do my podcast, but bringing a crew.
I like my PR guy, like he's cool. But I feel like 70% of the podcast he got me on, I'm like, I could have just texted me.
Yeah, that's always how it is. Yeah. That's how it is. Then when you're like, I know that guy, right? And
yeah.
Then he's like, oh, cool. All right.
Like when we pulled up outside, he was like telling the driver, he's like, are you sure this is where it's at? I'm like, bro, I could just call Dan and like ask him which one it is.
I can just see if it is his apartment.
But no, I refused to call you. Remember I used to open for you?
You refused to call
and now,
me.
And now... I don't open for you anymore.
Why don't you go get your shine box?
I went and bought some shades.
Yeah, dude, I love it. Because you know what this turn for me gets to be? After you do this, I get to go, I knew him when he was a real man. I knew him when he was a real guy.
I go,
Shane didn't even change this much.
No, I'm changing. Dude. I have half the success Shane has, but twice the ego.
It's almost like...
I went sunglass shopping specifically for this podcast.
Dude, what I like is when people freeze the frame, they're going to see how small this room is. And watching your PR guy go like, it's too tight.
My PR guy couldn't fit in here.
Couldn't fit in? We squeezed out the PR guy. It's like, yeah, dude, it's the room where I smoke weed and play PlayStation. And then I just set up cameras and do a podcast. What's your
dog's name, Myrtle?
Yeah.
Myrtle can't even fit in here.
Yo, Myrtle can freak. She's in her kennels. Guys, notice how she's behaving?
Guys, I want y'all to know that Dan Soder is an insane person. And I insisted Myrtle join us for the podcast. He's like, no, she goes in the cage.
I go, this is how I display my power. I put her in the kennel. And you'll listen to me, Ralph. I'm going to put her in the fucking kennel.
I wanted to fight more for Myrtle, but I was like, this is his house. This is his house.
That's so funny. That's where you find out. You go, Soder's MAGA, dude. He went hard MAGA on me. I go, yeah, ain't no Mexican going to come in my house. Tell me what to do with my goddamn dog. No, dude, Myrtle freaked the fuck out.
Yeah.
And by the way, Pimp, she loves him. So, like, he comes over. When it's just Katie and I, she's like laying around the house and she's like, yeah, you two suck. He comes over, she was fucking pinging down the hallway, and then you guys came and she's like, it's fucking
she's like, Mexicans.
I'm Mexican. There's some flavor in this house, finally. Spice it up a little.
No, for the record, though, before you guys think that Dan is just this crazy dog hater,
yeah,
Myrtle went in the cage like on her own.
Dude, can I tell you something? I play college football, the video game. And when I lose, I get mad or whatever. Nothing hurts more than her laying on this couch. And when I lose, she goes, gets up and goes to her kennel. Like, I don't know if she's disappointed that I'm mad at the video game or how that I lost at the game.
Dude, my buddy's on that game, the one that's in your living room.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. I don't know if he's on the latest one.
He was 25. On last
year's? I don't know if he's on 25 or 24.
No
He's on one. Yeah, he's a kicker. He was a kicker for like Fresno State and I forgot what other school.
That's fucking sick.
Yeah, his name's Abraham Montano, everybody. Somebody sign him. He came to practice with the Giants, but then they were like, nah, go home.
Really? Yeah. That means he's fucking sick.
Kicking. Yeah, he's got potential, you know?
But now
I don't even know shit about football, but dude, I give him tips all the time.
Ralph got so famous that now he just has a crew like that where he goes, hey, my buddy's a good kicker. You want to see my friend hit a 55-yarder?
I'm not like hanging out with like college football players. Like, you want to go on the road? Like, him and his brother is the one I met first. His older brother became like the photographer, videographer for stuff. Yeah. Like 3 years ago, he just came to my show. He's like, can I take pictures? He's like, I'm not trying to make money. I just want to take pictures. I was like, yeah, that's cool. He was cool people. So then the next day, he's like, can my younger brother come? And his younger brother showed up. They're from a town called Salinas, California.
Yeah,
there's like a lot of farmland.
Yeah, like, I mean, John Steinbeck wrote about it extensively.
Yeah, it's in Steinbeck. The valley. I was going to tell you about that guy. But they brought a bunch of fruit, and they were just cool people.
Yeah.
And later on, when I started making a little more money on tour and stuff, I was like, you guys just want to, like, work on the tour? Like, just come on the road or whatever?
They go, yeah. And you go, good. Hit this 55-yard field goal in the wind.
I've never seen them kick in person, but he'll show me videos, and I'm just like, that's good, right?
Like, yeah. It's... I had a friend that was a college punter, so he wasn't a kicker, but he was a punter.
What's the difference?
Punters don't score points. Punters, it's all about field position. So, like, when the offense can't move the ball, they use the punter to put the ball. It's all field position. So punters just kick straight up. Kickers kick it through the field goal.
Through the field goal, yeah.
So my buddy, who is a punter in college, my buddy Chad, he moved in with me in Tucson because it was warm all the time, and he could, like, try to punt. And one day he was like, do you want to go catch punts for me? And I'm not, like, athletic. And I was like, yeah, I'll go do that, whatever. I had, like, a cigarette. I'd, like, put it down in the grass. And punters can make it where it go, where they can make the ball go like that, or they can make the ball go up and then, like, drop.
Oh, nice.
So they can make it come down faster. And he put one of those on me and just fucking smashed me in the face.
Yeah, how cool it would have been if you, like, actually just kept up, though, and just caught every ball.
Just been like,
after fucking just...
You
ready?
Yeah. All right, brother. I blew it. I blew it, and it fucking busted my lip up and shit.
Nah, sometimes you got to get hit in the face with the ball to remind you where you stand in life.
Damn, dude. And that's just from his new upcoming quote book.
Yeah, I'm writing a self-help book. It's called You're Not Autistic, You're Just Average.
Yeah, you don't have any powers.
Yeah.
You don't have the good side of it.
You're not high-functioning autism. You're mid-functioning guy.
That's the kind of life coach we need, where people are like, you're just okay, dude.
Yeah, so everybody has to, like, just accept that. Nobody wants to accept that.
You're just okay.
You're good. You're fine.
And that's all right, dude. Be a 72 overall.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
I think I got like another year of comedy before like it just starts going downhill. And like...
What do you mean downhill?
Yeah, I think like I'm going to either fuck up really bad or I'm running out of ideas.
Can I tell you right now, that was the most honest opinion from a comic that's doing well I've ever heard in my life. Where you go, yeah, shit's getting hard. And it's like, I got like four more bits that I got, and then yeah. I got to fucking go away for a while.
I feel like people keep wanting to see like the next card trick. I'm like, bro, I don't even have cards left.
Yeah. Yeah, it does feel like that. Do you, I mean, I like that you got into cars. I immediately saw that you started buying.
That's my way out. I learned how to steal catalytic converters.
Someone catches you and they go, all right, you remember how we watched Planet Bosa? All right, so I went outside and I swear to God, that dude clipped my Cadillac.
It's the fucking Hulu guy.
Yeah, you go, Ralph.
But I play it off. I'll be like, I'm just working out a bit. Like,
it's a new prank show. Yeah. Look over there.
We got the video. Yeah. Nah, yeah, but the Formula Bean stuff is just fun. I feel like it's helped my comedy because, like, I'm doing something else.
Yeah.
So, like, I'm not just
doing
like,
something you like.
You know, when you're trying to write a new bit, like, too much, it's like you're too close to it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, yeah, yeah. So it's
are
like,
are you taking time off the road?
Yeah. My next tour starts in September. I think the first stop is New York.
Hey.
But it's only a 7-city tour.
That's awesome.
Over, like, 5 months.
That's incredible. Dude, that's so funny that your agents, knowing agents, they were probably like, what's up?
Yeah.
And you're like, I'll do 7 shows in 5 months. They go, how about 7 shows in 2 weeks?
They're like, whatever you want to do, man. You know, you how many cities you want to do? And they like mapped it out.
Yeah.
And at first I was like, yeah, let's do that. Right. And then when they sent me like the first like grid of like, it'll be this cities in this week, I'll be like, let's take off like 3 of those just so I can kind of like catch my breath a bit. And you can hear it in their voice. They're like, all right. Yeah. Like if you want to.
That Ralph is pressing agents. It's just something that I fucking love. Cause knowing, I mean, you know, we worked together at the Addison Improv a couple times. You're fucking hilarious. And you were a guy that exploded in a way that most of the time in this business, when that happens, you're like, you feel crazy. When it happened to you, I was so happy because I was like, Ralph's hilarious. He came to New York one time to the Cellar and he was like, this is how I knew Ralph. I knew he was good. He's hilarious. But he comes to the Cellar and he goes, oh shit, is that Greg Rogel? And I was like, yeah, it is Greg Rogel. He's like, that's my guy. And I was like, and Greg Rogel's, go watch him. If you haven't watched Greg Rogel, he's a fucking fantastic joke writer, hilarious comic.
Yeah.
But everyone always goes like, oh, Chris Rock or something. And Ralph's over there going like, yo, is that Greg Rogel? And I was like, dude, what? And then when you started blowing up, I was like, dude, I would tell that story. I go, I know Barbosa's all right. Because he's the way he came in. But yeah, dude, I mean.
Dude's a good writer, man.
He is. He's a fantastic smart, writer.
Clever dude, yeah.
Yeah, but watching you, like when you started buying the cars and shit, I was following you along. And I was like, dude, this seems like. This is what you should be doing because it's
fun shit, man. We put nitrous and turbo on an 89 Nissan 240. We didn't even tune it. It blew up on us. It was amazing. Yeah,
aren't you racing them?
Yeah, we raced it. It blew up after the race. We won the first race and then we did a rematch and we let the guy get 2 car lanes.
Yeah.
And I'm just like smashing on the NOS, man. I didn't know that you're supposed to purge it. Apparently in a NOS system, you get air in the and you gotta like bleed it. You ever see when they in the movies or when they pull up to races and they just spray the NOS? It's like, psst.
I mean, that's all I know about NOS from Fast and the Furious.
They spray it up.
I just assume it's all movie NOS.
Apparently, that's not for like looks. Apparently, like you have to let the air out.
Oh, that really is like a functional thing for NOS.
Yeah, you have to like let it out, like bleed the system before you race it. And I didn't know that. I'm just like smashing on it, and then the car like. Shut off on me after the race. After the second race, we lost already. And then I was like, damn, I think I broke the. It's like a little. It looked like a paperclip standing up.
The so it doesn't. It's not the cool red button.
It was no. We like did this bad. Like we had like this little trigger. So like, yeah, on a wire.
Yeah, like it was like a Home Alone.
Yeah,
track.
Very Home Alone.
You Home Alone.
We're
the
racing
NOS?
Bandits.
Yeah, it's fucking Daniel's turn and Joe Pesci.
I'm like bending it from. I was pressing it so much. And so after the car shut off, I was like, dang, bro. I told my buddy, I was like, because it's his car. I'm like, I'm sorry. I like. Clicked it so much, and then I clicked it twice again when the car was off, and then when I tried to turn it on again, you just saw like boom.
Wait, like out of the hood?
Yeah, off the side of the hood. It wasn't the motor though; it was like the piping for the turbo. It's just like, and then the hood like bent.
Was there a chance the whole car could have blown up?
I mean, yeah, I guess
it would have looked like Godfather when she starts the car.
I think the most dangerous thing that could have happened. We did want the motor to blow up. That was the whole point. It was like, let's blow this motor up.
Oh, you guys were, you went in. No, yeah. Oh, I thought you like, from my head, I thought you like did the Nas and then you were like,
nah.
You blew it up accidentally.
Nah, we.
With your friend's car, I would be like, fuck.
We kept adding, there's like these little, I forgot what they're called. They're like these little nipples and they like. They go to the NOS line. You got to do math. It sucks.
Yeah, that's the part that you don't. You're like, what?
Yeah, because you got to. So if you want to add like 50 horsepower worth of NOS, you know, you put like the 10 and the 40 nipples sure. in there and then tie it up.
Give me a 40 nipple. Give me a 10 nipple.
Yeah.
Pop that shit in.
That's not the proper word for them, but what are their nipples?
I guarantee people that know.
They know what I'm talking about.
Would go like, oh, yeah, it's a nipple.
We started off with like a 25 shot and we ended up going to like a 100 shot. Just trying to blow it up.
Damn. See, blow up, whenever you say like blow up an engine, I truly think it means like you explode.
There is a chance that like maybe like, you know, some oil or some gas catches on fire and then, you know.
Yeah, you know, that's what I mean. I don't want to get you, I don't want to see you get Apollonia'd when they're like, Ralph, you can't drive the car. And you're like,
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
Godfather.
Like, I'm like, Dennis Soder, come on. I thought that man was going to town.
Ralph, get out of the car.
Dude, you can't I fucking love that movie. You don't know how, like, it's on my list, like my bucket list. Like, I have to marry a woman in her home country and then her die before I come back to the States.
You have to have a guy, you have to have two Italian guys walking around with shotguns on their fucking shoulder.
Or like in Mexico, I'll do my version of like going back.
Yeah, I love that. You'll just go down. You're down in Chihuahua with a lady and then like come up here like, it got blown up.
She blows up.
Yeah.
That would be, I need my first wife to blow up. I need my first wife.
You go, in the literal sense, I don't need her to become famous. I need her to become pieces.
That is going to make me a better husband to my second and final wife.
Do you know what's so funny about that? Is Katie and I joke around where I'm like, if you die, I'm going to drink again. And she's like, yeah, but then you'll be the greatest comic of all time. You're like, don't say this because then it's put such an amount of pressure.
She's putting like this John Wick out into the world like, of comedy.
You know what's going to happen? It's going to be like, if she does die, I'm going to have that dream where I'm sleeping under like a highway and it's like her laying across me and she's like, you've got to be in the greatest of all time. I was like, ha, ha, you know, I'm like, ah, fuck. Oh, fuck.
I think you should like have, because I know you've been like sober, I think you should have one day a year, like a purge, where you just like fucking go off, bro.
My brother, that is not how it works.
Turn into the Hulk, you know?
Let me tell you right now, I had this plan when I quit drinking that I was like, when I hit 10 years sober, and I used to do this a lot, I would pick my like Ocean's 11 team of who I want to drink for a day. After I said, this is when I quit drinking, I was like, if I hit 10 years, I'm going to bring in like Joe DeRosa, Joe List. I'm going to get all the guys that I used to drink with and assemble them, right? I'm telling Nate Bargatze this. And I'm like, so this is what I would do. It'd be like a Saturday in New Orleans and we would drink. But then, you know, Friday, I probably have to have a couple beers just to get ready for it. And Nate stops me. He goes, you're already at 2 days, man. He's like, you're already back. And you're like, that's why I can't plan that. Because I'll just be like, well, then I'll drink the day after because I'll be hungover. And I
well, you shouldn't. You shouldn't plan it. You should give yourself 2 days. I think you should give yourself 2 days a year. Yeah, not even a weekend, just 2 days. And
just a Wednesday, Thursday.
Fuck it.
Big problem for the door guys downstairs.
But you shouldn't plan it. You should like, it's a thing of circumstance. Like when it happens, it happens.
Like full moon it. If the things align.
If the planets align.
And then Katie just gets a call from a payphone. She's like, Port Authority. And I go, hey, baby, I'm in some real trouble. Like I'm in day two right now.
It has to be like you and Katie have an argument. You like just
that's like 19. By the way, that's like 1950s arguments. Where you go like, I can't take it anymore. And I slammed the door and she goes, he was gone 3 days drinking down by the docks.
Yeah, you got to do like that. You got to take off to the docks, bro. Yeah.
He got on a ship, left port.
You don't got to, yeah, well, you don't really, if you're, look, I don't want you drunk in front of Katie.
Yeah. I'm trying to protect you.
I
want back to go back to talking about your first wife blowing up because
I feel like I think I could blow up my first wife.
No, you can't do it.
Oh, I'm not gonna do it. I could create the circumstances. I can create enemies and then just be really careful.
You know what? That's
I just like I'd get into
now. You're full court shot in this. You're confidently full court shot in this. You'd because you would have to know your enemies would target your wife.
Well, no, how many? I mean, no, because I'm getting them to target me.
Sure.
But I'd just be really like I have, there's got to be a line where it doesn't get too evil, like too fucked up. But like maybe me and my wife are out and every now and then, I just, like, I bump a guy.
Yeah.
And he's like, what the fuck? And I'm like, what? You never have the balls to blow me up, asshole.
Yeah.
And then, like.
And then he's like, fuck that. I'll take out the wife. Okay.
Yeah.
I just feel like if you bring the enemy that would blow up your wife.
Well, they're going to think they're going to blow me up.
Okay.
My wife will be just.
I'll or
be
you like, sell you it as like, she's my most important person. I can't live without her. And then they go, you know, I really hurt him. We blow up that first wife of his.
Okay. So I'll do that then. Yeah. Whenever I bump like a stranger and he's like, what the fuck? I'm like, first of all, I love the shit out of my wife.
This woman is my reason for being.
Yeah.
So don't just know that.
Only thing I love as much as I love her is my car not being blown up.
And my car. And by the way, I know it's got a very convenient car bomb slot on the bottom that I welded in there. But just do not.
I'm like, you do not.
Better not put one and one together.
You better not touch my Buick LeSabre. I swear to God.
Right there, that's unlocked. Boop, boop.
The white one, boop, license boop. Plates VF.
We're going to go in this restaurant, and we're going to be very consumed in conversation.
Boop, boop. I'll be in there at least 2 hours.
And then you guys come out, and you go, you start it.
You drive, baby. I love the way you look.
Come on, Ralph.
I stopped the valet. I'm like, let my wife get it.
No. Let her. She'll run, too. she'll jog out there.
I know this is, like, dumb. I shouldn't.
Most of the shit we talk about on here is dumb.
I don't know if it's like sleazy, but I just think it's funny. Whenever I'm talking to a girl and I'm like flirting, I go way overboard with like romantic shit.
Oh, yeah.
But it's obviously like ridiculous.
Yeah.
But I'll be like, I want to take you out, but I want to do it like Godfather style where I take out your entire family and marry you after the first date. I'm like, we're going to get married.
I like, you know what that is though? You're bringing the fight to them on the flirt.
Yeah, right.
Where you're going like, oh, you think I'm scared of commitment.
Yeah, you think.
I'll go, I want to meet your whole family right now.
You think I don't love you right now?
Wake them up. Wake them up. Call your family. Wake them up. I want
to
go.
The truth is, the first time they try to introduce me to somebody, I'm out.
Yeah.
I'm out.
She goes, he changed his number?
Really? Yeah.
His Hulu special's gone off my Hulu?
Realistically, I'd need to date a girl for like 10 years before I meet their parents.
Oh, yeah. The first parental meeting.
It was too far.
It was crazy. It felt like an organized hit. I met her parents at like Katie's parents? Yeah. It was like at a chain restaurant right outside of Boston. And I was like, this feels like how Whitey Bulger killed people. I'm going out there and they're like, you fucking.
What kind of restaurant you meet at?
It was just like a regular, like an Applebee's or something.
Oh, man. And I was you just met ready. Her parents at Applebee's?
I was ready to get a bag over the head.
Dude, I would have judged her parents after that.
No, it wasn't an Applebee's. That's why I don't want to say it was like an Applebee's, though.
It's not even Applebee's, not even like a
chain. All right, don't do that now. Like, maybe they have a fear of tchotchkes on the wall.
they take you to fucking Buttruckers.
Her dad's like, I don't fucking like sleds that are hanging above me. Don't fucking put a little league team. God, I wonder what's going on with Pennsylvania, Maryland.
I like how Katie's parents were like, if this guy's the one for you, let's just judge him at a Sizzler.
Yeah, let's go get a modest meal.
Let's see what he orders at Sizzler.
He goes, what are you guys, you getting the Jack? Oh, a guy who drinks but likes the Jack Daniels sauce. He's closer than we think.
You get along with her parents?
Yeah, her parents are awesome. Yeah. Her mom's really funny and her dad's really cool.
How often do you see them?
A couple times a year.
To be honest, do you ever complain to them about her?
I've made jokes about her to them and they laugh. Yeah. And I think that's about as close as I'll get.
Maybe, I don't know if it's just like Latino.
Like, what is she like fucking combative? And they're like, and you go like, right?
they're like, we know.
Yeah.
We know what her issues are.
Her mom will be like, yeah, she can be a little fucking tough sometimes. And you go, right? Cammy knows what I'm talking about. point at her.
I don't know if it's like a Latino thing, but I feel like I've seen my friends do this and I've done this when they're dating a girl.
Yeah.
And they keep having like arguments or something. They complain to the girlfriend's mom. And the mom will lecture the girl. Like,
oh, really? It's still sending the coach to the mound?
Bro. Yeah.
To have a little meeting at the mound?
Your best backup is your girl's mom.
That is smart. That is smart because that's like
you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, then you get the whole system against them.
Yeah.
Where you go, no. You made this. You know how to control it. You're talking to the programmer.
Have you dated? Where
you go, you get in there, pull some screens.
Can you update her?
Can you run a software update? Hey, because she's not listening that good anymore. I feel like
you can update. She's lagging.
Yeah, is that going to fucking lag them on it? Yeah, that is really funny. Where you go, she's the mechanic for your girlfriend.
Yeah, dude.
She's got a rag. She goes, what's going on? She still not eating?
My, I don't know if my mom is trying to get me back with one of my ex-girlfriends.
Absolutely.
But they hang out like a lot.
No, that's let me tell you right now. That is 100%. That's a setup.
It's weird. We broke up like 2-3 years ago.
Do you tell your mom not to do that?
Nah. But
can
I do.
Can you do that?
I wouldn't want to do that. I'm not going to be like, hey, I forbid you.
I don't know, dude. You're doing well. You got to do it now. You can't do it when you're not doing any well.
Here's what's weird about it, though, is she met my mom maybe like, they hung out like twice before we broke up. Like
That's absolutely why she hangs out with your mom.
And then afterwards, then they started just hanging out.
That's the way in. She's got the number. She can go like, let me guess. Ralph isn't calling you, and she's like, "Ralph isn't calling you."
I don't.
Do you want to go? You want to go bowl? You want to go bowling?
I don't have a huge issue with it. It's a little weird, but if they're getting along, fine. My only thing is that my mom will give me shit for being like, "You don't come over enough." But there's been times where like, "Yo, I'm on my way," and they're just like, "Ooh, maybe you shouldn't come right now."
Oh, your mom will say that?
Yeah.
Wait. So, all right, that puts a different spin on it. So your mom doesn't want you to come over when your ex-girlfriend is there because they're hanging out and she's just having a good time?
Yeah.
That's fucked up.
Fucked up, right?
That's fucked up. I'd be pretty mad about that.
Dude.
Like, what do you mean? I'm coming over to say what's up. And she goes, we're just in the middle of a game of Wii golf.
Yeah, they're like, we have plans together. Yeah. I'm like, well, I haven't seen you like in a month.
We're in a book club. And shit's ripping.
My mom's uneducated as hell.
We're just gossiping.
Bro, it's yeah.
What do they do? Weird. What do they hang out when they hang out? What do they do?
They go out to eat to like restaurants I've never even been to.
Just to talk about
my mom's just out. Nah, apparently I asked her. I'm like, be honest, have you guys ever talked about me? Never in the past 3 years.
I don't believe that at all.
In the past 3 years,
they've been hanging out consistently for 3 years.
They haven't brought me up since.
You're the thing that links them.
Since they brought me up, like when we first split up, they talked about me a couple times. After that, apparently nothing.
Do you think your mom talks shit on you?
For sure.
Do you think she absolutely talks shit on you?
I think my mom goes out to eat with her, and she's just getting, like, free wherever they go, free avocado toast. And my mom's like, you dodged the bullet, trust me.
Yeah,
that kid has issues. I fucked that kid up.
You want to know what he did when he was 7? You want to see something? This is his drawing. She pulls it out. You tell me this guy's a driver's license.
This is what you cried over?
This fucking loser. And you go, that's a good drawing.
Yeah, that's dirty.
The Spider-Man. I traced that.
I'll do it. I'm cutting off my mom.
Do it now.
You know what I should do? I should do find it right one.
You leave the podcast, and Katie goes, how'd it go? I go, well, you were being a secretary all podcast.
Bro,
she's like, can I bring you guys anything to drink?
I'm going to go find one of her ex-boyfriends and hang out with him.
No.
And then just be like, don't hang out with him. He just got over you.
Yeah.
Don't fucking ruin it.
It's crazy. Yeah, dude, that would be really funny. That is the best revenge. If you find the guy that she dated before you.
No. My mom's ex-boyfriend.
Oh, your mom. Well, what about just hanging out with your dad? Isn't that the same?
I live with him.
Oh, you still live with your dad?
Yeah.
I remember back when we worked together and hanging out.
I was living out there.
But your dad is like, I wonder about, I mean, my dad's dead, so he never got to see me do well. But I wonder about like dads being like, yes.
Nah, I don't know. He mad a lot.
Really?
Yeah. My dad will be like, yo, like, I'm proud of you. I don't know if that means anything, but I'm proud of you. And then, like, a week later, he's like, what are you doing out there? You're fucking up. We don't care how you look. Yeah.
Does he criticize your bits?
Not the bits. He just criticizes, like, everything I do, like, outside of comedy or, like, he'll criticize shit I say on podcasts or, like.
That's funny. It's always funny to me because my mom listens to the podcast. What's up, Trish? better not hang out with any of my ex-girlfriends. Are you out of your fucking
I should introduce
mind?
My mom to your mom.
Barbosa, Mrs.
Chavez.
Chavez-Trish collab
Yeah.
is in the works, dude.
Yeah, does your mom drink?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, my mom drinks too.
I can get her back in fighting shape in 6 months. My mom's 77, but she still got some gas in the tank.
Oh no, my mom fucked up early. My mom's she had me young. She's like 40. What year are we in? She's gonna be 45 this year.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, my mom fucked up in high school.
No, she didn't. Because good job. You know what I mean? But well, that just made me realize. Damn, you're that young.
I'm 20. I'm gonna be 29 in October.
Yeah, I mean you're 29. I'm 42. Oh, so dude. I'm like, I was like 15.
You could have banged my mom.
I'm like, dude, I leave Katie for your mom. And then Katie and your ex. Katie's hanging out with your ex. And I'm like, what are they doing?
Okay. Katie's prettier. Yeah. Sorry, Ma.
But your mom, so you had a young mom.
Yeah.
Like, or sisters?
I watched that kid grow up, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, I got... My mom has another daughter who's 13 right now. My other sister, Bella.
But when you were little, you were
myself. I grew up at my grandparents' house, though. Like my mom would like live with us sometimes and stuff. My mom was...
Were you guys close when you were little?
Yeah, I feel like when she was living with us, we were always pretty close. I mean, but also...
Because you're also close in age, closer in age. Like, I had an older mom. So it was just like, this lady, you know?
I feel like the older I got, the more of a mom my mom became.
Yeah, she like grew into it?
Yeah, but like at first, my mom was just like a cool uncle who was like...
She comes by, she's like, or are my parents being shitty?
Yeah, she's like down on her luck, so she comes and moves in back with us.
Yeah, and she's like, hey, what's up? And you're like, hi, mom.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like the meme of James Franco in the news, and he looks over and he goes, like, first time? It's like moving back with your parents, or you're like, oh, fuck, all right. I had a mom my mom was 35 when she had me. So she was like ready for it, like had a job and a house and shit. Yeah. So I just grew up being like, oh yeah, this is just, this lady's always had it figured out. But then you also realize they don't have it figured out. Dude. Even older parents are like, oh fuck, I don't know what the fuck I'm doing.
You want to hear some like Latino shit?
Yeah.
My grandma became a grandma like at 35.
That's
or
nuts.
Like 30, 34, something like that.
That's awesome.
Yeah. My uncle.
Grandma?
Yeah. My mom's older brother, my uncle Charlie, he was having kids like. He had his first one like at 15 or something.
Fucking nuts, dude. Having a kid at 15 because you're just like, you don't even know what the fuck you're doing.
Nah, he was out there, he's selling dope. He's making like good money.
Oh, okay. In that case, fuck yeah. He's like, dude, I got all the money.
By the time he was 21, he had like four baby mamas.
Really?
Yeah.
That's so much. Here's the thing. Beyond raising the kid and having the finances for the kid, so much drama.
Oh, yeah, a lot of drama. I feel like we dealt with more of the drama than my uncle even did.
Really?
He's
because they come around and they're fucking...
I've rarely seen him lose his temper or argue with any of them. He's just like, I don't want to deal with it. And they could be yelling, whatever. He's just like, all right, I'm just going to walk away.
Which is the most effective way.
Yeah, he's like, I'll see you in 2 weeks.
Like, and then they're just like...
But we dealt with it. I remember one time I was sitting down with my grandpa watching TV, and the doorbell just starts ringing. And I was like, ding, 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 ding. And my grandpa was like, man, it's some kids. They're fucking...
The doorbell ditching?
Yeah. And so I opened the door, and he's like, who is it? And I'm telling him, like, grandpa, there's nobody here. Like, nobody. I don't see anybody. And so I close the door, and then it rings again after a couple minutes. And I open it, and it's one of my uncle's baby mamas, and she's just, like, covered in blood because she beat the shit out of one of my uncle's other baby mamas. They just both happened to come... check up on my grandma like at the same time. And
if you would have had the Ring doorbell camera footage of that,
oh man,
I mean, Mike, you could have monetized that clip,
bro. Yeah, that would have
been
viral.
Just them coming and being like, what the fuck, dude, them just like coming out.
They just both parked at the same time, got out of their cars and started going at it.
They start the parking, they're like taking their earrings out. And they're like, all right, I'm gonna fucking beat this bitch's
one
ass.
Of them didn't even turn the car off, she just left the hazard lights on.
You better fucking win if you put the hazards on, because you get your ass whooped and then you look up in your car and it's just going.
I know which one won. At first I was like, are you bleeding? Because I saw the blood, but it was the other girl's blood.
Damn.
Yeah.
What was the other one just in the lawn?
The one who
lost.
Nah,
who took
the
L?
Drove off.
Yeah.
Took off.
All right. Yeah. Smart.
Yeah.
Go home. Get cleaned up. Lick the wounds.
Winner gets to hang out with my grandma.
That's so funny. Your grandma's like, I'm a good hang. I don't know. They want to hang out.
No, you don't even know, bro. Like, out of all the, and you know, now I guess my ex is in the ring too. But like, all my uncle's baby mamas, like my grandma would go out to eat with one like a day. So like on Monday, she might go get like Waffle House with one.
Okay.
And then like on Tuesday, she'll get lunch with another one. And I'm just like, do they know? Like, are they working together to form a schedule to like...
Tuesdays, I can't do Tuesdays. You know that's not your day.
You know that Tuesdays is her day.
You know, she's had Tuesdays for months. She's not going to give that up.
I'm like, who worked out the fucking schedule? That is funny. Crazy.
Also, your grandma putting on glasses in the schedule. She goes, I can do nails next Thursday. Does that work for you?
I don't want to say their names, but two of my uncle's baby mamas, their names are almost similar. And then like...
It's a dangerous situation.
The way they're spelled out, because my Spanish isn't perfect and I don't often read in Spanish.
Yeah.
Sometimes when I read it too fast, I read one of their names as the other name. So when my uncle was in prison for a little bit, his Roddy, he had a Rottweiler, was living with his girlfriend, who was not a baby mama.
Which, what a position that is. You're a girlfriend with four baby mamas and you're kind of like...
Ooh, she went through hell.
Yeah, that woman's like, and he goes to prison and leaves you with a Rottweiler, which is just like a tank of a dog.
he had puppies with another dog. So my uncle's like, hey, this is back when like Craigslist was coming to an end.
Yeah.
And like OfferUp was kind of popular. He was like, put an ad on Craigslist for me for the puppies and put, you know, blanks. I'm not going to say your name, blanks number. He's telling me about his girlfriend, but I read it as the baby mama. So I'm like, oh, that's kind of weird, but whatever.
Hey, you know, I don't know what arrangement they have worked out.
I'm like, this man was a drug dealer for like 20-something years. Yeah. He knows what he's doing.
Yeah. I don't doubt how the guy does business.
Yeah, he can sell some puppies.
Listen, the guy's got a gold AK-47. This guy knows what he's fucking doing. You don't doubt a guy that's got a gun like that.
Man, my uncle, since he could at the prison he was at, they would email. It was like, wasn't writing letters, it was just emails.
Sure.
Man, he sent me this email. He was like, you fucking retard. Like, you fucking dumbass. Like, learn to read, you idiot.
This shit? So you gave the baby mama's number?
Yeah. Oh. And so apparently his baby mama called them, and she was just like, why the fuck are they calling me about the dog that's at that bitch's house? And like, tell that bitch to sell your dog. Like,
dude, that's so fucking great. She's like, why the fuck? Also, how he gets notified of that, when you're in prison and you're locked away from everyone, that's how powerful pussy is. It can still
penetrate.
See through the walls and get you like, he's like, why are you fucking yelling at me? He was on the end of like, I don't fucking know. I got these. And he was probably like, what dogs? Why are you calling
me? My whole life, my uncle has trusted me with maybe four tasks.
Yeah.
And I have fucked up all of them. I can tell you.
The dog one is a pretty big blunder.
I can remember three for sure. There was another one where I was supposed to sneak him contraband. I was supposed to take a bottle of Ciroc.
Okay.
And
what flavor?
I don't remember.
Because I feel like if you're gonna smuggle me vodka, I'm going to want a specific flavor.
We were supposed to leave it at like... Man, maybe we shouldn't say too much.
We can bleep it out.
Anyway, we're supposed to leave it at the bleep at the parking lot. And the way their little thing was set up is somebody would like run into the parking lot when the guards weren't looking, because it was like a prison camp. It was in like a high security.
Yeah.
So you had like some...
Little wiggle room.
Yeah. So somebody would run out there, get it, and bring it back. And then Mark would just like drink vodka with his friends or sell it, you know?
That's got to be... I'll tell you, that first drink... And you put those ice cubes in and you go, what's going on in cell block C? I heard there's some drama going on. It's like ting, ting, ting. And you go, mixing it up. Oh, I'll tell you, where they're going to be a real problem in the volleyball tournament. Those guys can set and spike like sons of bitches.
I felt so like.
Well, so what did you do?
First of all, I felt so cool, like so good that my uncle trusted me with the task. Yeah. I'm like, hell yeah. Like, yeah. It's cool. You know, do this for my uncle.
Yeah.
So my first task was like, how
did
do
call
I
you get like little homie or something where you were like, nah. This really gets me fucking pumped up. Nah. They give you a name like, you're my ace. And you know, you're like, I am your ace.
My uncle growing up would just call us beaners. So we'd be like, Beaner, I got a job for you.
Yeah. And they're like, okay.
Yeah. I was like, bro, how am I going to get the vodka? First of all, like maybe he was just expecting I'd ask somebody or something. Maybe he forgot my age. I don't know. I was like 18, 17 or something like that. I was like 17, 18.
I mean, I think if Yeah, you are like.
What I ended up doing.
Why don't you ask someone that's 21?
Bro, I just went for it. I just went into a liquor store and I put the vodka on the counter and they just sold it to me. And I was just like, all right.
Confidence, man.
Yeah.
Confidence in capitalism will get you a lot of stuff.
I'm like, step one, good to go. All I had to do now was deliver the vodka to his girlfriend who was going to go and see him.
Did you get the right name?
She had to come pick it up for me, so I didn't have to guess.
All right. You know, I drop it off the wrong house, and then he's like, you got the wrong one drunk, and she actually scaled the wall, and she's in here. It's a fucking problem. She's like, this is fucking hammered on vodka.
I had the plastic bag. They gave me a plastic bag, and I'm walking out to, because I was like, I'm going to leave. So I was like, let her know that I'll leave it at the front porch right there.
Sure.
So as I'm walking out, the bottle tears through the thin little bag and it just shatters everywhere. And she had to leave. Like she would take off. Anytime we'd go visit him, we'd take off like at like 3 a.m.
Sure.
To get to where he's at by a certain time, you know?
Yeah.
So I had to find like another bottle of vodka like before she got there.
Oh.
And I went back to that same liquor store, but they were closed. So then I just went to another liquor store. And again, I'm like, all right, here we go. Like, let me just
put the liquor. See if this works again.
And it worked again.
It did?
Yeah.
Dude, that's great. That is great. Young children watching this, know you can buy vodka. You can buy vodka whatever you want.
Confidence, man.
Confidence. Dude, that isn't wrong. Confidence will get you a lot.
I think what did it was that I never changed out of my work clothes.
There you go.
I was just dirty, you know what I mean?
Yeah, and they go like, even if they doubt it, they go, this guy's working.
They're like, this kid needs a break.
Come on. This guy's been on the site all day. Get this guy his fucking, get him a fucking screwdriver if the guy needs one.
He's earned it.
Yeah, a little OJ? A little fucking toss it back, man. Let it fight.
I think if it had been like beer, they're like, nah, what are you doing? But it was Ciroc.
They're like, this guy's drinking for the purpose. This guy wants to get fucked up. So they got you. So you did get this. He asked specifically for Ciroc.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hear my dog licking her asshole.
Myrtle?
Yeah. I literally can hear it. Because I play video games in this room, and that's where she goes to do it. And you see her going like... Hey, Myrtle, stop.
Dude, I don't know. I mean, maybe I'm exaggerating, but I think my neighbor tried to keep my dog.
What?
Yeah, we have a dog back home. He's like he's a pit bull.
Outside dog?
He's both. He's usually inside. But he'll go outside with us and stuff. And to use the restroom, but he left and he didn't come back with it for like he was gone for like a couple hours. So now we're just like,
why? What? He goes, you fucking run away?
We're kind of like in a country type area, so I'm like, all right, he's done this before. We're like, he goes a little far, but then he'll come right back, or we see him like way at the end of the block.
So jealous of that you can just open the door and let your dog run.
Oh yeah, but this is where it got scary though. It's like he's gone for hours, so then. Go look for him.
Do you have wildlife? Like things that could kill a dog?
Not a whole lot. Just other dogs. Okay. And then they're like country dogs too. So they're the same where like there's no fences.
Sure.
They just wander off their property. And
they just go for a little smell tour.
Yeah. So they've gotten in fights with my dog before. So that's like what I'm worried about. But he'd leave and then he came back. So I'm like, all right. Then the next night he did it again. I took him out to use the restroom. And I was like, nah, he'll stay in the garage with me, though. But then I got distracted, and, like, he just fucking took off. So then the third night, he did it again, but he didn't come back. And then now we got, like, worried. But we had put an air tag on him this time. And he went to the it showed that he was at the neighbor's house. And my dad saw the dude coming out of his house. Yeah. He was like, hey, it was a Mexican dude. He's telling him in Spanish, like, I think my dog is here. It shows that he's here. And the dude's like, no, there's no dog in there. Like. I have my dog, that's it. Like, we have this dog, and shows the dog order.
Or like, there's definitely not two dogs in there taking a family portrait. And you go in, they got the American Gothic thing set up, with, like, their heads over.
The dude was just like, nah, it's no dogs, no dogs. And whatever. But they were, like, my dad went back there, like, 10 minutes later, because it still said he was there. He's like, man, I'm going to just look around. Maybe he's, like, at the next door neighbors or something.
Sure.
I can't remember if it was that dude. I think he did see it. He just didn't want to, like, I think he was hoping he could keep the dog. Because I don't know if it's that dude's dog or his next door neighbor's dog. But my dog was in, like, between their backyards humping one of their dogs.
Your dog's, like, proud of it, too. He's like, Dad, I was just getting some pussy.
But I was freaking out, though. I wanted to get a gun.
Really?
Yeah.
Because you thought that he was just.
I was like, I wouldn't shoot the guy, but I wanted to, like.
Threaten him? Wait, but what do you think? Do you think he was?
You seen the dog now?
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
Is there a dog in that house?
But you I was just spazzing out.
You're
gonna
make me go full, dude. I like you going full John Wick on him,
bro. I wanted to, that's because in my mind, like I fucking like overthought it really fast. Like I jumped ahead too fast, and I'm just like, he has some relative that was willing to pay money for this dog, and my dog is scared in the back of a truck on his way into the city right now with new owners.
I do that shit all the time, where you try to guess where a conflict's gonna go, and it goes to a place that. When it does resolve, you go, oh, it didn't even go near how bad I thought it was going to go.
My dog was just...
Your dog's just like, oh, fuck.
Finally relieving some steam. You
and
know?
Your mind is, they're big eyed out of a window. Like,
also, the minute I pull that gun out, that guy probably would just beat my ass.
Taking your gun?
In my mind, I'm like going to put it in his mouth.
Yeah. You're coming back holding your face.
Yeah.
And you go, I lost the gun. He's got the gun now, too.
I've had a... We got some guns at home, and I've gone through three of them where I fuck them up, and I don't know how to fix them. I don't know what I'm
break
doing.
The guns?
I think because on one of them, when you cock it, you're supposed to do it like faster than I did.
Yeah.
I like did it too slow, and I was like jammed up. And
so if someone breaks in your house, you go, ah, shit. They go, what are you holding?
Bro, it's because the bullet is like stuck in there, and like I'm afraid to like.
I don't know anything about guns. I wish I could help you.
I don't know either.
Yeah, that is the hardest part of having a gun is you have to learn how to clean it, how it works.
Yeah.
You should know how a gun works.
I'm pretty sure I could figure out if I like YouTube this shit.
Well, yeah, you're good with cars, which makes me think you're good with guns. I wouldn't have a shot in hell.
No, I'm scared.
I'd be like seeing it and I'd be like, oh, no, I lost a spring. I think the spring was important.
No, I could see the bullet like stuck in there and I kept like trying to like. To make it like fall out, but it wouldn't. So now I'm like, what if this thing just like boom?
Yeah.
So I just left it in one of the cars that I don't drive anymore.
That's crazy. That is crazy irresponsible. That is reckless on a level that I've never seen where you go, yeah, I don't know. I got a gun that might go off at any moment. If someone this car that I'm never in, because you're going to forget and you're going to get like, what's this car? And then you're like,
here's what's going to happen. Like, 2 years from now, I'm going to work on that car and finally get it running.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to be driving just happy as hell and hit a speed bump. And my first wife is going to just like.
And then it's like. her head's on like the fucking, like a South Park death. Yeah. She's like driving. She's like, Ralph, I don't think I've ever been happier. Yeah.
I have a 96 Impala. So I just remember like, I love this American Impala.
Yeah. I love Impala. It drives like a deer.
This is fucking just grape jelly all going down the side of the driver's side window.
But
damn,
I should fix it.
Do you know that if your first wife gets blown up, I will have to delete this podcast and then I'm going to call you and go like, I feel like we talked it into existence, dude.
Nah.
I'm drinking again.
I will definitely.
I go, Ralph, I'm fucking drinking and Katie's watching it. I'm fucking doing it right in front of her.
Wouldn't it be like, I mean, it's not going to be funny enough to like go to jail over, but wouldn't it just be funny like to be in a courtroom and then they just keep playing parts of this podcast
just
over?
Me sitting here and then going, now, do you hear the dog licking its own asshole?
You know, right around this part. Yeah. Of the movie.
Now, watch. Dan slams the cage angry, clearly telling Ralph that he intends that on them both killing his first wife. I go, wait, you're implementing me? Katie turns on him. She's staying with us.
She goes, I was out there planning the whole thing.
I don't know if she has a Boston accent. It's funnier to give her a Boston accent.
I fucking knew the whole time. We fucking set him up.
I love the accent. Does she have one?
No, she doesn't. No? Her family does.
Her family does? Or they're like microprocessors.
Microprocessors. I'm going to make them say that at Thanksgiving. I'm going to make each of them say it.
You got to get one.
I'm really thankful for all of you. Could you all please say microprocessor?
My first time performing in Boston, I said that just thinking everybody would get it. And they're just like, what?
Yeah, they don't get it.
They don't. Yeah.
It's like when you go to Ireland and you go like, top of the morning. And they go, why are you doing that? So it's like when you go to Boston, you go, microprocessor.
I was on stage, like, I was like, which one else did I do? The fucking, the town?
Yeah.
Like, I knew your daddy.
Yeah, yeah.
There was like one guy, like, hey. And I just
by
like,
the way,
fuck yeah.
I was just in Portland, Maine. You ever watch Pet Sematary?
That's the Stephen King one,
yeah.
Right? Man, like
a movie where they
ago.
Bury people, they bury,
they come
like,
back.
And they come and back.
The little boy comes back?
Yeah. So the neighbor, the guy that's like, well, stuff you put in the ground comes back soft.
Sometimes that is better.
Yeah, sometimes that is better. That's a Maine accent. And so when I was up in Portland doing the Empire Comedy Club, I was going, wow, your sandwich, well, it's better as poop. And they were like, they weren't
feeling it?
No, like the Boston thing, they go, we don't think it's weird.
Did you ever watch that movie, Gangs of New York?
Yeah, hell yeah.
Where is that? Like, I guess that's technically a New York accent.
You can go to where, like, you can, when you're here, like, you can Google it, but Five Points, the Five Points, you can,
It's like Mulberry Street. And
yeah,
like
you can go, Street. And they have, like, I think they have, like, a little plaque there, but that's,
go have a fight there.
Dude, I'll go watch.
He's like, hold on, I can't do that.
You're going to do Bill the Butcher?
But I'm going to try it. I killed the last. Hold on.
Yeah, that was good. That wasn't bad, dude. You were starting off good.
I killed the last honorable man 15 years ago or something like that.
That's, dude, you're
hyping me up. Stop it. I'm telling you. Stop it.
I'm a voice guy, dude. You can get a Bill the Butcher. You can get to one.
I think I could do the other one he did.
Yeah, There Will Be Blood?
Yeah.
I've abandoned my boy.
I've abandoned my boy.
Yeah, that's it. At the end when he's
losing it. I've abandoned my child.
Now. This is your milkshake.
Well, we've been calling my buddy Abraham. Yeah. He's the youngest one of us. We've been calling him HW.
That's great. So I'm like, HW?
This is my wonderful son, HW.
Yeah, I love that. I am a comedy man. This is my son, HW. It's a
family business.
It's a family business. Now, you understand, I take an idea. And I write a punchline that goes all the way to the
now
idea.
I steal your joke.
That was what Carlos Mencia was doing. And I drink it up.
It's my joke now.
So now I do it around the country, and they know it's my joke.
Do you think that you could, are you like famous enough you could set up a meeting with Daniel Day-Lewis?
No way. That guy's like so famous, he like retires from acting and Hollywood begs him back.
What?
Dude.
He has like a bunch of Oscars, right?
I would argue he's like one of the greatest actors of all time.
For sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
He's like unbelievable. Accents,
but
he like lives the role. He's like that guy. Lived as Lincoln.
He like retires after each.
He did. I think he retired after his last movie.
Which movie was that?
The Thread?
Or
something like
that.
It was something. I mean, like, that's what I mean. He does like these, like, he like lives the role and then he's like, I can't do this anymore.
It's fucking up his mental health.
Yeah, he's like, I'm too much.
Whoa, but he's where's he from? What's his real voice sound like?
I don't know. You ever watch an interview with him? You ever watch Last of the Mohicans?
Nah, I refuse to watch other Daniel Day-Lewis movies because I want to hear those two accents only.
No. Watch him in Last of the Mohicans.
All right, Last of the Mohicans.
That movie fucking rules.
What are Mohicans?
A tribe. It's basically like about like the West. And like the American army coming west and dealing with the Mohicans. It's fucking.
Like a Native American?
Yeah.
That'd be hilarious.
From
London?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And
Londoners, they are British dudes and shit.
Their acting is on a different level. It's why our comedy is better than them. It was created here. Stand-up was created in the United States.
They're better at, like, artsy-fartsy.
Oh, fuck, dude. Acting, they mop the floor with us.
We know how to time a fart. You know? Yeah,
we know how to go like. Perfect we know how to go like.
Hello, go, my baby. Hello. Yeah.
And that's when they go, oh, disgusting. I like an old man chasing women through hallways. When you watch Benny Hill, and it's like.
That Benny Hill is pretty hilarious.
Well, dude, it was just like an old British dude being like, oh no, giant titties. And they like put him on his head, and he's like, oh.
I like the music makes everything funny.
It makes everything funny. Without the music, Benny Hill looks very predatory. If you pull that fucking music.
Put that music over. There's a video that I used to just watch when I'd be like feeling down.
Yeah.
I would just go to YouTube and look up Benny Hill chickens running.
That's just because you know the Benny Hill music.
Yeah, but and so it's like it's a short video and it's just like on replay.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, it'll liven up your day.
Look at that.
You ever feel like you're on the brink, like I might just fucking drink again? Just watch that video instead.
We're going to edit that in right here.
Yeah.
That video is going to hit. Did you find it?
I can find it real quick. I have it saved on my YouTube playlist.
It's on a defunct. It's like one of those YouTube clips where you see there's only like 613 views, and you're like, "Damn, I think this is all you."
Do you remember on like John Wick on the first one? It opens up with like he's all fucking half dead.
Yeah,
and he pulls up his iPhone and he watches a video of his wife. You know,
yeah.
When I'm like that, I'm just gonna be watching.
This is your chicken video.
Yeah.
Okay, I want to see this. Text me that video.
Yeah, I won't even. You look, get some wing action in there,
dude. They're all running out. There's like a multitude of chickens. What's plural for chicken? Is it
that
just
video
chickens?
Has 9,800 views. 9,800.
We can get that to 20,000.
I'm like a good 7,000 of those views.
They're doing the analytics and they find out, they go, it's coming from one phone and it seems to be at a certain time of night. I think this guy's depressed. And it's like, this fucking guy is just watching chicken videos. But I get it, dude. I absolutely get it. There's videos that I have saved on my phone that I watch that just crack me up. There's like crazy TikToks and shit that I'll save to my phone and watch.
Oh man, I can't.
There's a lady that I have that goes like, She's like a white lady with a shaved head, and she goes, "Well, turns out you can't chug lime cucumber Gatorade." Dude, I'll play it. I got that shit down. I got that shit. And then there's another one. She goes, "Well, it turns out my boyfriend was actually a sexual predator."
What the fuck?
Yeah, dude, this lady rules. I don't know who she is on, but I have them. Oh, I mean, you know these guys, right?
Hey guys, just threw up like a motherfucker. Apparently you can't gulp lime cucumber Gatorade. But who knew? Cheese Louise.
Cheese Louise. I'm sending you both of these.
Send me that. I'm going to send that in the group chat with my family. My dad loves that lime cucumber Gatorade.
Oh, really? I'm going to send that to you right now. Hey, everybody, just threw up like a motherfucker. That one makes me laugh.
I'll show you one more. I can't say this one. But it's funny.
You gotta share. You gotta share it with everybody.
I've been watching this one since I was like 15, 16. It was on Vine.
Yeah, Vine had. I mean, Vine. Go to Vine YouTube compilations.
I'll send you this video so if you want to like insert it. It's funny. Remember that what was that movie Seven? What's in the box?
Oh, what's in the box? Damn. One of my all-timers. That was one of my favorite all-times. Frosted Flakes. Damn. That's so funny. He's eating it. What's in the box?
That dude was a one-hit wonder, maybe. I don't know.
I don't know. Vine had a lot of one-hit wonders.
Right.
But Vine compilations on YouTube, that's what Shane put me on when we were on the road together. He's like, dude, you got to watch Vine compilations on YouTube.
Vine compilations? And there's never thought of that.
They're great. They have them all lined up. Because the guy that, I don't know if you've ever seen the kid where he goes, that's sickness. Have you ever seen that? The kid lands the trick and he looks up and he goes, that's the sickness. It's fucking great.
I just imagine this dude's like, if I was him, I would fucking ride that wave.
You'd be like, oh,
wave past it's over.
You want me to, you want to see if we can sell at the Gramercy? I'll eat some Frosted Flakes, watch Seven. Like, no one wants to watch you do that anymore. He goes, I think I
I'm like, Vine? Would you say Vine? Yeah.
Oh, Vine?
Rule that shit.
Oh, grape off the vine? Yeah, it was my old stomping grounds.
What happened recently? Elon Musk was like, oh, I got all the Vine videos or something like that, right?
Elon's bringing back Vine. We'll see about that.
Elon, I feel like, I don't know, like cool, whatever.
Yeah.
And maybe this is me just being like a total dipshit. But every time really smart people make like some sort of progress on something like that, I'm like, somebody cure cancer.
Yeah. I don't need you here.
Yeah.
I need you. Other stuff.
Like, I know it's not your field.
Babies shouldn't get cancer.
Yeah.
How about we cause that, we fix that before Vine?
I know it's not like Elon's field. He's not a fucking doctor, but like, go help the fucking.
Also, maybe not even Elon. Whoever's close to Elon, just shift him to like,
yeah,
how about baby cancer?
All the fucking smart people, and the smartest, just like 15. Doesn't have to be a shitload. 15 of like the world's smartest people in engineering, in science, in biology, right?
Yeah.
Fucking. Sentence them mandatory, like a draft.
You guys have to fix shit.
It's a fucking science draft.
Yeah, dude, I would love that, dude. Just at a laboratory, or someone comes by and they go, with the third pick in the draft, I've been selected to I gotta cure cancer.
Oh, you're thinking sports draft? I'm thinking like military style, like draft. Where like your country fucking needs you,
dude. I'm definitely down with that. Start drafting the smart people.
Start, like for the next.
Go get the fuck out of tech. What are you doing? We don't need AI.
Yeah,
you're driving everyone crazy
for 5 years. I don't care if it's not your field. You have to help them.
Yeah,
if you're smart enough, you can send people to fucking Mars. You can do some type of damage with cancer.
But if they get drafted and they do the 5 years, college loans wipe clean.
Yeah, or no taxes. No taxes the whole 5 years. You don't have to pay taxes. And you're on salary.
Come on. Come on. Who's saying no to no taxes?
Come on, nerds.
Do it, nerds. do it for us, nerds. We'll shove you in a locker. Well, we won't, but we know people that will.
Yeah.
They'll fucking kill you. What you should do is watch Ralph's special, Planet Bosa.
Planet Bosa.
On Hulu. Go watch him. Follow him on social media. He's one of the best working comics right now. He's fucking hilarious, and he's the man.
Yeah.
Thanks for coming by, dude.
Watch me while I got a job, man.
Dude.
Thanks. Hell yeah. Thanks for having me.
You're the fucking best.
You're the man, Soder.
And let's stop our moms from hanging out with our exes.
Yeah.